那么今天呢，我们继续听这个神的话语。
Let's continue sharing the word.
啊，真的在这世上除了神的话语以外，没有其他的了。
And other than the word of God, there's nothing else.
很感谢神，这个让我越来越明白这个神话语的重要性。
I'm thankful to understand the importance of the word of God.
啊，最近有一个很出名的言语哲学家。
And there was a very famous philosopher.
啊，他说。不是我们能够支配这个世上。
It's not us who dominate this world.
啊，不是的了。
It's not.
言语才能支配我。
But it's the speech that words that dominates us.
啊，最近真的是发现到这个原理了。
And so we realized there was this point.
啊，我们认为是我可以统治这个世上。
You know, we thought that we can dominate and rule this world.
啊，其实发现到不是的，我的思想、我的言语才能统治我。
But we realized that only my mind and my words can dominate me.
啊，比如说你拥有了马克思思想。
For example, if you have this Marxist thinking.
啊，意思说你拥有了这个共产主义思想。
In other words, if you have this communist ideas.
那个思想、那个言语才能支配你，才能。统治这个世上。
Well, that thinking and that words will be the one that dominate you and dominate this world.
明白吗？
Do you understand this?
如果这个是对的话，你接受神的话，那么这个神的话呢，能够支配你，也能够治理这地了。
So if this is right, then if the word of God, you accept the word of God, then the word of God will rule and to dominate this world.
啊，你看不信主的人也发现到哦，这个言语的重要性。
And so even the non-believers, they realize this word's important.
意思说发现到这个思想的重要性。
In other words, realize the importance of our thoughts and minds.
你拥有什么思想、什么想法、看法，那个思想、那个言语。能够支配你，也透过你来支配这个世上。
And so the thoughts and minds can dominate you at the same time through you to dominate and to rule over the world.
啊，所以呢，上个礼拜我们学了这个受到神统治的人才能复兴。
And so last week we shared that those people that receive the sovereign power of God, these people can revive.
啊，今天晚上的主题是什么呢？
Today's topic is,
怎么做能够受到神的统治呢？
How can we receive the sovereignty of God?
那么我们在这边生活的时候会面对事业上的问题。
And so when we're living here, we may face career issues.
也会面对这个家庭上的问题。
As well as family issues.
也会面对这个工作上的问题。
As well as our work issues.
或者是在这边我们生活的时候也会面对这个读书的问题。
Perhaps when we're studying as well.
那么有些人也会面对这个健康上的问题。
Some people will face with health issues.
这就是人生了。
Well, this is life.
我们真的在这边生活的时候会面对许多许多的难题。
So when we're living on earth, we're faced with different problems.
当然我们面对这些的问题的时候，为了这个解决这个问题，非常辛苦，非常努力。
As we're living on earth, in order to solve all these problems and issues, we have a lot of problems, and as well as we strive really hard to do it.
问题在哪里呢？
Where is the problem here?
因为我发现到很多的人认为这就是人生。
Many people think that this is just life.
不是的啦。
That shouldn't be the
case.这不是我们的人生。
This is not our life.
一定要醒过来。
We have to wake up.
你告诉你旁边的我们的人生不是这样。
And tell the person beside you, our life is not like this.
但是呢。其实那么多那么多的基督徒也认为我们的人生是这样。
Even many Christians would think that this is our life.
如果我们的想法看法这就是我们的人生的话，我们的人生跟动物的人。动物的畜生，没有什么差别。
Well, if this is our life, then there's no difference between a beast, right? You know, animals.
有什么差别
？What are the difference?
你也只是睡起来上班休息看电视，又睡去上班回来吃东西看电视。如果是这样的话，这就是人生的话，这样的人生跟。畜生有什么差别呢？
Well, if you actually wake up, sleep, eat, go to work, and come back, eat, and sleep again, then if that's the case, then your life and an animal's life, what's the difference between it?
那么其实相当多人的 想法看法是怎么样呢？原来人生是苦海那样的。
So many people would have this kind of thinking that our life is like a bitter sea.
啊，结果呢也没有喜乐了。
And therefore there was no joy in
that. 也没有感谢了。
There was no thanksgiving.
也根本很难感觉到幸福。
And even hard to feel happiness.
啊，这是怎么样呢？人生是很虚空的虚空。
You know, they just think that you know life is meaningless.
很累的，很累。
It's very tiring.
很累。重要的事情是。我们那么多的基督徒也有这样的想法看法。
What's more important is that even Christians have this kind of mindset.
所以我也发现到那么多的基督徒也不知道为什么我需要活呢。
And I realized that many Christians would think that why do I even need to live?
啊，为什么我诞生在这里呢
？Why am I even born here?
啊，为什么我要读书呢
？Why do I need to study?
啊，为什么我要做工呢
？Why do I need to work?
很多的基督徒也是这样。
The many Christians think that way.
不需要骂不信主的人。
You don't have to scold non-believers.
信主的人的想法看法也是这样的。
Because even the believers think that way.
到底你读书的目的在哪？
What is the purpose of you studying?
读书。
Now you study.
毕业。
And you graduate.
上班。
And you go to work.
买一栋房子。
You buy a house.
结婚。
You get married.
生孩子。
Give birth.
每天吃饭。
Every day you eat rice.
每天睡。
Every day you sleep.
然后死。
And then you die.
除了这个以外。到底对你自己身上有什么计划
？And other than this, what other plans do you have in your life?
在这边有100个人的话，101个人的想法是这样。
Well, if there's 100 people here, 101 of them would think that way.
结果呢，信主过后也是没有感谢、赞美、喜乐，也没有幸福。
And even so, that they become believers, they never give thanks and give praises, and there's no happiness in them.
啊，信主过后也很虚空，也很疲倦。
There is meaningless in your life, and there is very tired. They become very tired in your life.
为什么是这样的呢
？Why so?
虽然我们信主，但是不知道我人生是什么。
And even so, that we are believers, we don't know what is life.
为什么不知道我的人生呢
？Why do you not know?Your life.
为什么虽然信主，但是也不知道为什么需要读书，为什么需要上班？只是知道什么呢？为了吃什么、喝什么、穿什么？这个不是人生，这个是畜生。
Even so, you become believers. You eat and sleep. You know all this kind of thing. You don't know what's the point of studying. Then you eat and sleep and go to school. And then after that, this is actually not life. This is actually a life of an animal.
啊，为什么我们变成这样的
？So why do we become like this?
啊，主要的原因是我们不知道上帝的缘故。
Now the main reason is because we don't know God.
你知道吗？人呢，不知道上帝的话，绝对绝对不明白。我是什么人，或者是人生是什么
？And so, if man don't know who is God, then definitely the man will not know who I am or what life is all about.
啊，不知道的话，你死，然后从死里复活也是不知道的。我是什么人，或者是为什么我需要活在这世上
？And so, if you don't know, even so that you die and you live again, you don't know why are you living or to even live on earth.、
啊、真的是很可怜。
And they are very pitiful.
真的是很可怜。
It's really pitiful.
人呢，知道上帝的时候，才能知道我是什么人，我要做什么。
Now, when men know God, then they will know who they are and what they should be doing.
或者是我怎么生活下去才对。
Or how they should be continually living.
因为上帝创造我们的缘故了。
Because that's the reason why God created us.
所以我们知道创造我的上帝的时候，才能明白我是什么人，怎么生活才对，到底为什么我诞生在。
Now, if I know the Creator God, then I know who I am and why do I live here and why am I born here?
所以正确的认识我们的上帝的时候，我们才有一个正确的目标。
And so, when we properly know God, then we will properly know our goals and purpose.
结果呢，才能感谢赞美喜乐。
And that's the time that we can give thanks and rejoice and praise God.
你看。认识上帝的话，我是什么人呢
？Now, if I know God, what kind of person am I?
原来我是泥土里啊。
Now, I am just a dust.
那么认识上帝过后，认识什么呢
？But after you know God, what do you know?
原来我是罪人。
Actually, I'm a sinner.
你罪人最后去哪里
？Where do sinners go?
死。
They go to death.
但是为什么上帝还让我活到今天来呢
？But why did God allow me to live until today?
你看，正确的认识上帝的话，原来我是该死的，但是今天我能够活在这儿。 一定会感谢赞美喜乐。
And so if I know God, I know that I'm a sinner and I deserve to die. But why am I living here with that kind of thought? You will give thanks and you'll rejoice.
你看，我们认识上帝的时候，才知道了为什么我需要生活在这里呢
？And so when you know God, then you know why so that you are living here on earth.
你认识上帝的时候，才发现到我原来是王来的。
Because when you live on earth, you know that you are actually a ruler.
那么这个马太福音第六章第十节告诉我们说，我们的上帝呢，愿意透过我来彰显出上帝的国。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 10 that says that God is willing through me to manifest the kingdom of God.
为了这样的事情，我们的上帝创造我了。
For that reason, God created me.
你看，我们不虽然信主，但是不明白我们的上帝的结果呢，这是为了吃什么、喝什么、穿什么来努力生活你啊。
You know, as believer, even so that we don't know God, we will just live for eating, drinking, and even wearing.
那么这样的人生跟动物的生活没有什么差别了。
That kind of life is no different from an animal's life.
所以你看，我们认识上帝的时候，才能明白我们的使命。
Now, as we know God, we know our destiny.
那么神给我们的使命是什么
？What is the destiny and mission that God has given?
那么圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说，这个生养众多，遍满这地，治理这地，还有呢，管理万物。这就是神给我们的使命，这就是神创造我们的目的了。
Now the purpose of why God created us is to be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth, to subdue and to rule over the land.
但是我们在这边注意看有一个字，治理这地啊，治理这个字。
That's an important word here, which is subdue.
其实治理这个字是用在军事学上的用词了。
Now subdue this word is used in military.
那么意思说动。军事力来践踏有些的势力的意思。
It means to say that we're going to use military force to overcome and to subdue some forces.
那么意思说，人生就是属灵征战。
In other words, life is a spiritual warfare.
那么我们一定要生养众多，遍满这地。
And we need to be fruitful to multiply.
但是有一股势力麻烦我们。
But there's a force and dominance that try to trouble us.
所以说，你一定要动员军事力来怎么样呢？践踏那个恶势力，你才能怎么样呢？生养众多，遍满这地了。
And therefore, you need to apply this military force to subdue and to dominate over it.
你才能管理万物了。
And that's the way how you can rule over all things.
你看，我们不知道上帝的话，不知道了，我怎么生活才对
？Now, if you don't know God, you don't know how you should live your life.
如果我不能治理这地
，Now, if I cannot rule over this land,
我不能这个动员军事力来践踏这个恶势力。
And if I cannot use this military force to overcome this evil dominions,
不会发生什么事情吗
？Will nothing happen to me？
问题是他这个恶势力会支配我。
Well, the problem is that those evil dominions would dominate over you.
这就是我们说是痛苦。
And we will say this as sufferings.
所以今天为什么我们会面对各样各色的问题呢
？Why is it so that we're faced with different problems today？
现在我们不太能够治理这地的缘故了。
Because we are not able to subdue the land today。
我们没有彻底的这个践踏这个恶势力的缘故。
We're not able to properly subdue this evil dominion。
所以呢，人自己没有方法治理这个恶势力。
Well, man doesn't have any ability to subdue and to trample this evil dominions。
上帝所创造的人呢，根本没有这个能力。
Well, the man that God has created doesn't have this ability。
所以呢，我们一定要明白我们的上帝。
And therefore, we have to know God。
我们人是依靠性的存在了。
And so man is based on a dependence.
那么你依靠我们的上帝的话，能够得到上帝而来的统治。
And so when we depend on God, that's how we can receive the sovereign power of God.
或者是你即这个依靠魔鬼这个恶势力的话，你一定会得到恶势力而来的统治。
And so when we depend on the devil, then we also receive this devil power over us.
人生呢没有中立。
Well, in life there's no neutral grounds.
得到上帝的统治
It's either you receive,
或者是得到恶者来的统治
you receive from God's dominions, or you receive from God's dominions.
绝对没有中间
There is no neutral grounds in here.
这就是马太福音第六章二十二节到第二十五节的内容了
It's contained in Matthew chapter 6 verse 22 to 25.
你们全心全力仰望 主耶稣了。
Now with all your heart, soul, and mind, you look upon Jesus.
那是你能够得到哦，这个从上帝来的大能。
And that's the time when you receive the power of God.
如果你的心分心了。
Now, but if your heart is distracted.
你一只脚踏两只船了。
And if your feet is on double standing.
这样的话，黑暗的势力开始支配你。
Then this darkness will come and dominate you.
人呢，同时不能侍奉两个主。
Now, when man cannot serve two masters.
在这世上根本没有哦中间的。
There is no neutral grounds on earth.
受到上帝的能力吗？
It's either you receive from power of God.
或者是受到魔鬼的统治吗？
Or that you receive the dominance from the devil.
只有一种人而已啊。
There's only one kind.
没有中间的。
There is no neutral.
所以呢，耶稣也告诉我们说，到了马太福音第六章二十四节说，不要这个不能侍奉两个主。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, that says, "Do not serve two masters."
真的是人生是属灵征战了。
Life is a spiritual warfare.
什么时候恶者会进来我们里面呢？
Now, when will the devil enter our life?
然后恶者什么时候可以支配我们呢？
When will this devil dominate our life?
那么耶稣告诉我们说，不要为了吃什么喝什么穿什么，我们的上帝呢，为了让我们变成饭桶来创造我们，不是的了。
And so God didn't create us to become rice bucket.
你告诉你旁边的，你不是饭桶。
And tell the person beside you, you are not rice bucket.
你不是制造大便的机器。
You are not a producer of feces.
明白吗？这个逻辑。
Understand the logic here.
这个不是人生。
Now this is not life.
但是我们信主过位是死也不信。
But becoming a believer, you don't believe in this.
然后认为是啊，原来人生是这样。
And then you think that life is just like this.
不是的。
Now this is not.
真的我们。离开上帝的话，人呢什么都不行。
As we depart from God, man cannot do anything.
人呢没有受到上帝的统治的话，什么都不行。
Without the sovereign power of God, we cannot do anything.
你看马太福音第十章第二十八节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 28.
没有受到上帝的能力也能够活下去，不要这样讲。
Don't even think that without the power of God you can continue to live.
我再来告诉你们，没有中间的人。
Now I say again, there is no neutral ground.
受到上帝的能力，或者是受到魔鬼的统治啊。其中一个例啊，
It's either that you receive the power of God or the dominance of this devil.
不要以为也有中间的人生。
Don't think that there is a neutral ground for your life.
你没有受到上帝的能力的话，你怎么样呢？必定死。
But if you never receive the power of God, then you will certainly perish.
不要以为你的灵魂不会死。
Don't think that your soul will not die.
那么上个礼拜我说灵魂不灭说。
And last week we talked about this teaching of immortality of soul.
这句话的。意思是灵魂不会死的意思。
It means to say that the soul will not die.
不是的，你没有受到上帝的能力的话，你的灵魂呢会死。
Now if you don't receive the power of God, your soul will die.
没有中间。
There's no neutral grounds for this.
死或者是活力啊。
It's either that you die or you live.
所以呢，我们一定需要受到上帝的能力。
Now therefore we need to receive the power of God.
没有受到上帝的统治的话，怎么样呢？你必定死。
Now without the sovereignty of God, you will certainly perish.
所以呢，我们真的。需要敬畏我们的上帝。
And therefore, we need to worship our God.
真的是这样吗？我们一起来念第马太福音第十章二十八节，请：那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们，唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
Verse 28, and do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
好，我告诉你。
Well, I tell you.
现在红灯区的有一个店不景气了。
Well, there is a red light district, you know, there is a shop.
因为现在都关掉了嘛。
Was facing a crisis, every shop closed.
那么红灯区的一个老板过来，这个拜托你。哎呦，最近我们经济那么不好。
And then there was a boss from this red light district come and said, economy is really bad recently.
拜托你一个礼拜有两次来我们的店。
Can you please two times come to my shop?
要去吗？
Do you want to go to this shop?
因为圣经说，耶稣是爱。
Well, the Bible says that Jesus is love, right?
你一定要爱他们嘛。
But you have to love those people.
因为现在那个红灯区，最近因着COVID-19 现在都生意不好嘛。
Now, red light district, right? Because of COVID-19, they have really bad business there.
你起码一个礼拜两次去帮忙他们的经济咯。
And you one week twice you go there and help them for their economy.
你要顺从邪恶的制度是什么意思？
What does it mean to submit the evil dominance?
不要这个用人的方法来，比如说杀王。
Don't
对不对
use man's way to kill the emperor, the king.
暗杀，对不对？
或者是
什么示威
or like don't strike a protest.
不要用人的方法来抗议的意思了。
It means to say that do not use man's way to protest your
life. 但是不能接受罪。
But we cannot accept sin in our life.
你再来读那个经文。
Are we going to reread that scriptures?
不是吗
？Right.
现在很多很多的人为什么这个那么乱讲呢
？Now many people actually casually make statements.
好，那么我们。一定要尊敬啊，这个妈妈的人权。
Now we need to respect mother's right.
因为一定要尊敬妈妈的人权。
We need to respect the mother's right.
这样的话也要尊敬孩子的这个人权才对呀。
Then we should also consider the baby's right, right?
然后说我们可以堕胎。
And they said we can do abortion.
那么妈妈的人权很重要，孩子的人权呢
？Well, the mother's right is important. What about the baby and rights then?
有道理吗
？Is there any logic in this?
有道理吗
？Is there any logic in this？
哎，或者是另一个人
？Or perhaps another one？
卵子。
What eggs？
女孩子的那个卵子。
Eggs。From women。
不能在法律上不能买卖。
But you cannot buy according to law。
如果你买卖这个卵子被发现的话，你坐牢。
So if you actually buy these eggs, if you are caught, you can be imprisoned.
但是你知道吗？这个卵子还没变成生命体。
But these eggs haven't become alive.
我们的男孩子小便的时候也是很多的时候精子出去，你知道吗
？And so when a man urinate, they will have a lot of sperm.
这个不算是杀人。
And this is actually not killing people.
这个还是东西而已啊。
It's just a thing.
还没变成。生命体
well, this thing haven't become a living thing.
你看，还没变成生命体的这个卵子也不能随便买卖。
And so you cannot buy and sell casually with this eggs that are alive.
上次在韩国发生了这样的事情。
And so in Korea it happened this.
全国的人都站起来抗议。
And all nations stood up and they protested.
你是该死的。
Well, you deserve to die.
但是已经变成生命体的胎儿了。
But what about the infant that has become alive?
你可以这个，那么卵子不是生命体。
Now this eggs are not living things.
但是要保护还没变成生命体的。
But you want to protect these eggs that are not becoming alive.
然后已经变成生命体的胎儿要杀。
What about the baby that has become alive? You want to kill it? You want to abort it?
有这样的道理吗
？Is there a logic for this?
还有，或者是你。不能随便处理尸体。
Perhaps you cannot casually handle it as a corpse.
啊，你杀什么人了
？So you kill somebody.
然后把他的尸体丢在垃圾桶那边了。
And then you throw this corpse into a trash bin.
或者是切成。
Or they cut,
一块一块了。
You cut it into pieces.
啊，这样的话你的罪更大。
Then your sin is bigger.
死的尸体你不能。随便处理。
And this dead corpse, you cannot casually handle it.
这个尸体是死的了。
Because this corpse is dead.
死的也不能随便，对不对
？And so you cannot be casual with this dead corpse.
何况胎儿了，胎儿是生命体。
And what about baby? Baby is your life, right?
可以拿掉。
And you can take them away.
真的是很想要哭了。
And so it really makes me tears.
很多的基督徒是这样。
And many Christians think that way.
知道一个。
But they think one thing,
不知道
they know one,
两个
but they don't know the second.
啊，没有错的了，我们要顺从这个世上的制度，没有错。
Now we need to obey and submit to the worldly system.
但是你这句话的意思是不要用人的方法来示威或者是搞革命的意思了。
But that way of saying is actually not using man's way to cause revolutions or protests or strikes.
不要用革命来推翻国家。
And don't try to use revolutions to try to override the nation.
或者是不要示威的方式来暗杀。
And don't protest to assassinate any rulers.
历史的掌管者是我们的上帝。
The one that holds the history is God.
这是为了这个国家来祷告。
What we should do is to pray for the nation.
但是我们信主的人不能跟罪妥协。
Now, as believers, we cannot compromise with sin.
不要以为聪明。
I don't think that you are smart.
是的，你的大便很大了。
And so your shit is really big.
你的手臂很大了。
Hand.
你的手臂。
Oh, your arms are really big.
没什么用的意思了，不要以为聪明。
And so don't think that you are smart, okay?
你听神的话的时候，我们才能活过来。
Now when you listen to the word of God, that's how we live again.
因为只有上帝才能统治我们。
Now only God can rule over us.
如果我们不要接受上帝的统治的话，怎么样呢？魔鬼统治我们。
Now if we don't accept the sovereignty of God, then the devil can have the dominions over us.
只有我们的上帝才能给我们自由。
And only God can give us freedom.
如果你接受魔鬼的这个魔鬼的想法看法的话。你一定 会变成魔鬼的奴仆。
Now, if we accept the thinkings and opinions of the devil, you will definitely become a slave for the devil.
这就是这个加拉太书第五章第一节的内容。
That's contained in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1.
你看我们刚刚读的那个是什么呢？马太福音第十章第二十八节也那么清楚地告诉我们，人自己没有方法做到什么事情。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 28, that says that man cannot do anything.
不要以为你自己可以做到什么事情。
Don't think that you can do anything.
如果你自己可以做到什么事情，那个是假的了。
Now, if you really can do anything, that's fake.
到了时间，你怎么样呢？百分之百必定去地狱而已。
And when the time is due, you will definitely go to hell.
哦。真的是这样吗？
Is that true?
我们慢慢看。
We'll see slowly.
真的，人呢，离开我们的主耶稣基督不能生存。
Man departing from Jesus Christ, man cannot live.
人呢，离开上帝的话不能生存。
Now, man depart from the word of God, there is no way to live.
我们一定要明白人的问题是从哪里来。
We need to know man's problem comes from where.
那么，用什么方法来解决人所面对的这个问题？
And how should man deal with the problem that you're facing?
我刚刚说了，人离开我们的上帝，人离开上帝的话来，什么都不行。
And I said that man depart from God, depart from the word of God, man cannot do anything.
有些人说，哦，我可以啊。
And some people will say that, yes, I can.
不是了，听神的话的时候才可以啊。
Now, when we listen to the word, then we can do things.
那你听世上的字都不行。
Now, when we listen to the worldly system, we can't do any.
要不然殉道哦，怎么说明？
How do you explain martyrdom?
殉道怎么说明？
How do you explain martyrdom?
啊，讲我是现在你违背了没有顺从世上的制度。
Now, pastor, you have violated the worldly system, right?
你是罪人。
Now, you are a sinner.
那么殉道你怎么说明？
How do you explain martyrdom then?
John Wycliffe 听过吗？
Have you heard this man?
John Wycliffe.
John.
以前我们没有圣经。
Now we have no Bible.
只有神父才拥有圣经。
Now only the priests have the Bible.
他们用拉丁语来读。
And they use Latin to read the Bible.
拉丁语。
They use Latin.
你是讲英文的。
When you speak English,
看不懂。
You can't read it.
听不懂。
You can't understand it.
他们讲道的时候也是不是用那个当地的言语来讲道。
Now when they preach, they don't use the native language to preach.
神父出来然后用拉丁语来讲道。
But the priest will come out and they will preach in Latin.
用拉丁语来读。
And they will read according to Latin.
明白吗？
Now do we understand this?
不明白。
No, you don't understand.
大概。到了一九六八年才改的。
In 1968, then after that, there were changes that was made.
意思是什么呢？
What does it mean then?
我是特别的。
I am special.
我比你高。
I am more superior.
我比你厉害。
I'm better than you.
你们这笨的人呐！
All of you are stupid.
然后，如果你懂圣经的话，会反抗。
And if you know the Bible, you will retaliate.
为什么他们的教导不对的吗？
Because their teaching are wrong.
所以无论怎么样，撒旦怎么样，不让百姓来知道圣经。
No matter what, it's that Satan don't want his people to know the word.
所以呢，这个John Wycliffe 呢，这个圣经呢，翻译成英文了。
And so this person John, he translated the Bible into English.
被发现的话怎么样呢？用火来。烧杀他。
When he was discovered, he was burned in fire to death.
那么你怎么说明？
How do you explain this then?
你为什么不要顺从这个国家的制度？
Now, why do you not submit to the nation's law?
国家的制度是什么呢？
What is the system of the nation?
你不能用你的言语来看圣经。
Now, you cannot use your own language to read the Bible.
这是怎么样呢？照着教皇安排的神学来听。信耶稣。
You have to obey according to the doctrine and teaching of this Pope to believe in Jesus.
我再来告诉你，你的大便很大。
And I tell you again, your shit is really big.
不要以为聪明。
No, don't think that you're smart.
真的听这些的事情的时候太无聊了。
Now, when I hear all this, I feel that it's very boring.
为什么看圣经的时候这样来随便解释呢？
Now, when you read the Bible, why do you anyhow explain the Bible?
一定要明白。现在怎么样呢？那杀身体不能杀灵魂的。你不听神的话的话，你的灵魂会死。
Now, if you don't hear the word of God, your soul will die.
明白吗？
Do we understand?
我们的灵魂活不起来的时候，你的生活、你的身体才能活不起来。
Now, if our soul is lively, our body will also be lively.
圣经那么清楚地讲。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
不要知道一个，然后不知道两个，然后乱讲，不要这样了。
So don't know one and don't know the second, and don't anyhow make a statement.
那么中。 weekly for 偷偷翻译的。
And so John secretly he translated the Bible.
结果呢，英国人等等可以看圣经。
And then the English they can read the Bible.
因为他们不懂拉丁语嘛。
Because they don't know the Latin, right?
那英国这一带 Europe 那边的言语是英文嘛。
Because in Europe English was the language.
当然最后被发现。
And then he was discovered.
然后死了。
And he died.
殉道了。
He was martyred.
你不能说你没有顺从世上的制度。
We cannot say that, you never submit to the worldly system.
明白吗？
Do we understand this?
但是他因着这样的事情没有示威。
And because of that, he never protests.
那么林肯讲这个很重要的 the government of 这个什么on the people, by the people,For the people, 听过吗
Have you heard this Lincoln that say that the government is on the people and for the people and by the people?
那个不是林肯的创意
That was not the creativity of
Lincoln. 那个是 John Wycliffe 翻译圣经的时候第一面写的内容
That was a quote actually written by John.
以后讲这个林肯讲的那个 on the people, by the people, for the people 是什么意思
And you explain what Lincoln actually said on the people, for the people, and by the people.
我们正确的认识这个神的话。
We need to accurately know the word of God.
因为你明白这个神的话的时候，才能得到上帝的统治。
Now, as we know the word of God, we can receive the sovereign power of God.
一定要明白人的问题是从哪里来。
We have to understand where the problem of man comes from.
圣经很清楚告诉我们说，人的问题是从罪而来的。
Man's problem comes from sin.
没有罪的话，没有人的问题。
And without sin, there is no problem at all.
罗马书第三章第二十三节的意思了。
This is in Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
为什么我们在人生里面有问题呢
？Why is it so that in life there are problems?
因为在这边有罪的缘故了。
Because there is sin here.
如果是这样的话，我们一定要明白圣经讲的罪是什么。
Then we have to understand what did the Bible say about sin.
圣经讲的罪的定义是什么
？What is the definition of sin in the Bible?
神的话
It means to reject the word of God.
然后接受魔鬼而来的思想，这就是罪。
And to accept the thinkings of the devil, this is sin.
你接受魔鬼而来的思想的话，魔鬼一定会开始支配你啊。
And when you accept the thinkings of the devil, then the devil will have a right to dominate you.
不动这一点的结果呢，我们天天信主过后也是天天接受魔鬼的思想。
If we don't know this, even so that we are believers, every single day we're receiving the devil's thinking.
魔鬼只有一个使命。
The devil only have one mission.
杀害、偷窃、谋害而已啊。
To kill, to steal, and to destroy.
结果呢，我们接受魔鬼而来的思想的结果呢？天天充满问题，天天充满痛苦。
And as we receive the devil's thinkings, our life is filled with sufferings and pain.
然后虽然信主，但是每次魔鬼的思想来，要解决这个我的问题。
As believers, we continue to use the devil's thinking to deal with our problems.
问题是我们的基督徒。
But the problem is believers.
比如说是这样的，我们看韩国的教会。
For example, the Korean churches.
差不多90%是社会主义者。
About 90% they are socialists.
差不多100%。就是是怎么样呢？儒度教了，儒度教。
90% are this this teaching called Luthism.
儒度教是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean by this word?
虽然是基督徒
，and even so that they are believers.
但是他的思想呢是儒家思想。
But their thinkings are like the Luthia teaching.
孔子思想。
孔子 teaching 孔子。
西来开始的喽。
Confucius。
对，西来开始的，空什么的了，你慢慢看到很多的人呢，是基督徒，但是整个思想是儒家思想。
And so many believers, you still have this Confucius teaching.
那比如说怎么孝顺
，for example, how to be filial.
那么你慢慢看到都是儒家思想而来的。
And they all come from Confucius.
怎么葬礼？
How to do
也是你慢慢看到话，从儒家思想而来的。
They actually come from Confucius teaching as well.
怎么帮助人？
How to help other people?
也是慢慢看到啊，从儒家思想而来的。
You also come from Confucius teaching.
怎么看重人
？How to take regard for humans?
也是你慢慢看到啊，儒家思想而来的。
You also come from Confucius.
或者是有没有听过佛度教
？All this Buddhism teaching.
虽然是基督徒
，even so they are believers.
但是拥有了佛教的思想。
But they have this Buddhism teaching.
这就是这个佛度教了，都是基督教嘛。
Buddhism teaching, yeah.
或者是有没有听过马克思度教
and Marxism.
虽然是基督徒
and even so they're Christian,
但是拥有了马克思思想
but they have Marxist thinking in them.
你慢慢看到90%以上的牧师的思想是这样
90% of those pastors have this kind of thinking.
不敢相信的话，你看韩国的社会了
We can look at the society of Korea.
那韩国国会里面有那么多的长老
in the parliament there are so many elders.
韩国的大学里面有那么多的长老
in the university there were so many of these elders.
但是90%以上教导什么呢
90% how what are they teaching?
社会主义
They're teaching socialism.
自由平等博爱
They're teaching equality, freedoms, and universal law.
听起来不错
And it sounds right.
但是根本圣经没有讲的了
But the Bible never say any of it.
这个是今天我们的问题了
This is our problem today.
虽然自己也不知不觉不断地接受魔鬼而来的思想
and unknowingly start to receive all this devil's teaching
结果呢不断地受到魔鬼的统治
and you start to receive the dominance of this devil
真的是这样吗
is that true
我们看约翰一书
First John
第三章
chapter
3 第四节
verse 4
约翰一书第三章第四节请犯罪的就是违背律法违背律法就是罪
Whoever commits sins also commit lawlessness and sin is lawlessness
圣经讲的罪是什么
Now what is said in the Bible?
杀人
Is to kill?
不是的了接受了魔鬼的思想拒绝了上帝的思想的缘故杀人了你
And sin is to reject the thinkings of God and to receive the devil's thinking of God thinking and then kill people
或者是很不安
Or to say that they have insecurity
为什么不安呢
Why are they insecure?
因为拒绝神的话了
Because they reject the word of God
然后接受了魔鬼的思想
And they accepted the devil's thinking
结果呢不安
In the end they were insecure
所以圣经讲的这里说是这个罪是什么呢
Bible says here what is sin
违背律法违背神的话拒绝神的话这就是罪
and so if you depart from the word of God violate the word of God that is sin
虽然你慢慢看的话虽然我们信主但是不知不觉一直接受了佛教的思想接受了儒教的思想接受了道教的思想接受了马克思思想而已啊
and so as believers we accepted this Marxism this Confucianism and as well as Buddhism this kind of thinking
我们懂接受神的话的时候才能得到上帝的统治能力
As we accept the word of God, that's how we can receive the sovereign power
先弄清楚圣经讲的罪的定义
Now we first have to understand the definition of sin in the Bible
圣经讲的罪的定义是拒绝神的话
Sin in the Bible refers to rejecting the word of God
看第七节到第十节
Verse 7 to 10
七节到第十节请小子们不要被人诱惑行义的才是义人正如主是义的一样犯罪的是属魔鬼因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪你看
In verse 7, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning.
那么罪是从哪里开始呢
Now, where does sin come from?
罪是从魔鬼开始了
Sin comes from the devil.
有一天魔鬼进来伊甸园
One day the devil entered the Garden of Eden
然后迷惑亚当跟夏娃
And he tempted Adam and Eve
明白吗这个犯罪的是属魔鬼的意思
And here says that he who sinned is of the devil
是那时这个亚当跟夏娃呢拒绝神的律法了
At the time Adam and Eve rejected the law of God
那么神的律法是什么
What is the law of God?
自己不要做王
We ourselves, we don't become rulers.
自己不要做神。
We don't become God ourselves.
如果你自己处理什么事情，你自己没有方法处理什么事情。
Now we ourselves cannot deal with things in our own ways.
你只是听神的话的时候才能得胜。
But as we listen to the word of God, that's how we become victorious.
绝对不要你自己本身不要做王。
And therefore, you yourself don't become rulers.
你自己不要这个做神。
And you yourself don't become gods.
要不然。必定死
And otherwise we will certainly perish
但是魔鬼过来说不会的了不会死
Now the devil comes to say that you will not die
灵魂不灭
The soul will not die
灵魂不会死
Your soul will not die
这是从哪里过来的呢
Where does this come from?
从魔鬼过来的思想
This thinking comes from the devil
魔鬼过来的 今天也是一样的了。
It's the same for today.
圣经那么清楚地说，你自己不能做王。
The Bible says that you cannot be rulers yourself.
你自己不能做神。
You cannot be God yourself.
你依靠上帝，就是听神的话的时候，你才能得胜。
Now you need to rely on God. That's the time that you can be victorious.
但是今天也是很虽然信主，但是天天几乎怎么样呢？接受魔鬼而来的思想。
As believers, every single day we're still receiving the devil's thinking.
啊，魔鬼的思想是什么呢？
What is the devil's thinking then?
You can do it.
You can do it.
你可以做。
You can.
你可以做王。
You can become rulers.
啊，你已经长大了。
Well, you grow up already.
你是很聪明的。
You're very smart.
啊，那个，那就是听。
But you just listen.
听国家的命令。
Listen to the nation's command.
因为国家的命令是很合理的。
Because the national command is very logic, very reasonable.
明白吗？
Now, do we understand this?
这就是魔鬼的思想。
That's the devil's thinking.
另一句话来说的话，你自己做王。
In other words, you become the ruler yourself.
你自己做神。
You become God yourself.
你自己负责一切的了。
You be in charge of all things.
这句话明白吗？
Now, understand the meaning here.
好，看第九节。
Verse 9.
请凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
And verse 9, whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God.
啊，如果你里面有神的话。
Now, if you have the word of God inside.
啊，英文来看的话 ，seed 嘛 ，S-E-E-D 嘛。
In English, it's his seed.
啊，也是神的话了。
It means the word.
你里面有神的话，你不算是罪了。
Now, if you have the word of God, you are not a sinner.
你里面有神的话的话，上帝开始统治你。
If you have the word of God, God will
dominate you. 你里面有神的话的时候，上帝可以做你的王。
But if you have the word of God, God can become your king.
你里面有神的话的话，上帝透过你来治理这地。
And God through you can rule over the land.
但是你里面没有神的话。
But if you do not have the word of God.
你接受魔鬼来的思想。
And if you accept the devil's thinking.
啊，魔鬼来的思想是什么呢？
What is the devil's thinking then?
You can do it.
You can do it.
你可以做。
You can do this.
你是很聪明的。
You're very smart.
你的想法看法是很有道理。
Your thinking and opinions are very
reasonable. 啊，这是魔鬼而来的思想。
Now this is the devil's thinking.
啊，你接受这样。这样的思想的话，你里面有罪了。
Now, if you accept this thinking, you have sin inside.
这呢，第十节。
Verse 10 says,
从这就啊，显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女，很清楚的了。
And so it's very clear for us to see.
啊，不是很难看，好，不容易分辨。
It's not hard to differentiate.
哪一个是神的孩子，哪一个是魔鬼的孩子，分得很清楚。
Who are the children of God? Who are the children of devil? It's very easy to differentiate them.
你听神的话的话，上帝开始支配你。
Now, if you listen to the word of God, God will dominate you.
你听神的话的时候，我们的上帝开始做你的王。
Now, if you listen to God's word, then God will be your king.
但是你用人的想法看法啊，世上的想法看法的话，怎么样呢？魔鬼。开始做你的王。
Now, but if you listen to the worldly thinkings and opinions, the devil will become your king.
魔鬼开始透过你来搞很多很多的问题。
The devil through you to do a lot of problems.
啊，那么清楚。
So well, let's be clear then.
哦，不是啊，是吗？真的吗？那啊，不是这个，是这样的了。
Is it real? Is it true? It's really that way.
啊，属神的人，属魔鬼的，分得很清楚。
And so those that belong to God, those that belong to the devil, it's easily differentiated.
明白吗？现在这个那个什么。魔鬼的思想。
Now understand devil's thinking.
当然我们看创世纪第三章第三节到第五节的话，更清楚知道魔鬼的思想。
Now in Genesis chapter 3 verse 3 to 5, we can understand the devil's thinking even more.
那么上帝说：“你绝对绝对不要吃分别善恶树上的果子。”
Now God said, "Do not eat from the tree of the good and evil."
啊，这个是上帝的法律咯。
This is the law of God.
这个是上帝的命令咯。
That is the commandment of God.
你违背上帝的律法、上帝的命令的话，必定死。
Now if you violate the commandments of God, you will die.
啊、但是魔鬼怎么诱惑呢？
What did the devil actually tempt them?
你自己做王。
Well, you be the king yourself.
你自己处理。
You have to deal with it yourself.
你靠你的、能力、才干、你的判断、你的分析来处理事情。
Based on your own diligence, your own judgment, your own analysis to judge the situation.
很简单的说的，你自己做王的意思。
In other words, is you be king yourself.
啊，这就是魔鬼的思想嘛。
That's the thinking of the devil.
也是同时是人的思想了。
At the same time, it's man's thinking.
哦、这样做的话，圣经告诉我们是必定死。
And the Bible says that you will certainly perish.
啊，真的是这样吗？
Is it true that way?
啊，我。那么我很多次想过扫罗跟大卫的事情。
Many of the time I thought about, think about this David and Saul's issue.
啊，大卫有那么多的问题。
And David got so many problems.
但是他 上帝饶恕他了。
But God forgave David.
也不只是饶恕他，也上帝大大的祝福他了。
Not just to forgive him, but God blessed him.
那么扫罗呢
？What about Saul then?
扫罗的问题没有那么大。
Now Saul's problem is not that big.
但是扫罗呢？很简单的说的话，去地狱了。
But Saul, in simple words, he go to hell.
他灭亡了。
He perished.
他死了。
He died.
原因在哪里
？Where is the reason？
我们看看一下这个撒母耳记上。
Let's look at First Samuel.
第十三章。
13.
第五节到第十五节。
5-15.
啊，撒母耳记上第十三章第五节到第十三节。这个十五节，请。赶快读一下，请。腓力斯人聚集要与以色列人征战，有车3万2辆，马兵6000，步兵像海边的沙那样多，就上来救伯亚这个王东边的密摩安宁的。六节，以色列百姓见自己危急窘迫，就藏在山洞、丛林、这个石穴、隐秘处和坑中。有些希伯来人过了约旦河，逃到加德和基列地。扫罗还是在吉甲，百姓都战战兢兢地跟随他。第八节，扫罗照着撒母耳所定的日期等了7日，撒母耳还没有来到吉甲，百姓也离开扫罗山去了。扫罗说，把燔祭和平安祭带到我这里来。扫罗就献上燔祭，刚献完燔祭，撒母耳就到了。扫罗出去迎接他，要问他好。撒母耳说，你做的是什么事呢？扫罗说，因为我见百姓离开我山去，你也不照所定的日期来到，而且腓力斯人聚集在密摩第十二，所以我心里说，恐怕我没有打告耶和华，腓力斯人下到吉甲攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭。第十三，撒母耳对扫罗说，你做了糊涂事了，没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令，若遵守耶和华必在以色列中建立你的王位直到永远，现在你的王位必不长久。耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君，因为你没有遵守耶和华所吩咐你的。撒母耳就起来，从吉甲上到便雅悯的基比亚。扫罗数点跟随他的约有600人。
Verse 5, then the Philistine gathered together to fight with Israel 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen and people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitudes, and they came up and encamped in Mishmash to the east of Beth Avent. When the men of Israel saw that they were in danger, then the people hid in caves, in tickles, in rocks, in holes, and in pits. And some of the Hebrews crossed over to Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was still in Gilgal, and all the people followed him, trembling. Then he waited 7 days, according to the time set by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. So Saul said, bring a burnt offering and peace offering here to me. And he offered a burnt offering. Now it happened as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering, that Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him, that he might greet him. And Samuel said, what have you done? Saul said,When I saw the people were scattered from me, and you did not come between the days appointed, and that the Philistine gathered together at Mishmash, then I say, the Philistine will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplications to the Lord. Therefore I felt compelled, and offered a burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandments of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, for now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever.But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you. Verse 15, then Samuel arose and went to Gilgal to Gabeed of Benjamin and saw number of the people presented with him, about 600 men.
通常一辆战车有三到四个军人。
And so one chariot has about 3 to 4 of these soldiers.
那么如果是这样的话，三万辆战车的话，最起码10万个军人。
And we talk about 30,000 chariots. We can talk about that it's about 100,000 of these soldiers.
在这边加上马兵是6000个人。
And we have 6,000 of these horsemen.
还有步兵。好像海边的沙子那样多。
And we have this a food army. It's as many as the sand.
啊，这样的话，最起码20多万的军队攻进来以色列的意思。
We can estimate about 200,000 of this army that is charging towards Israel.
看到这个在这边特别，但以色列的军队只有2把刀子呢。
And in the army of Israel, there's only 2 swords there.
1把刀子是扫罗王拥有的。
And one belongs to King Saul.
另一把刀子是他的儿子约拿丹拥有的。
And the other sword belongs to his son, which is Jonathan.
除了他们两个人以外，其他的军队呢没有刀。
And other than the both of them, the other soldiers doesn't have any sword.
那他们只是带来这个木头嘛，这样的东西而已啊。
And so they just brought like rods, to fight.
没有用铁来做的，这个武器。
There is no metal weapons.
可以想象吗
？Now can you imagine that?
现在也没有武器。
Now there's no weapons.
他们拥有了，这个坦克。
And they have this tanks.
他们拥有了马兵。
And they have chariots.
他们每个人都拥有了刀。
Every one of them, they have swords.
那么最起码20多万个腓力斯的人的军队攻进来了。
And 200,000 of these Philistines are charging in.
换立场。
And so let's change the perspective.
你不会怕吗
？Will you not be afraid?
你不会逃走吗
？Will you not run away?
所以呢，现在通通逃走了。
And so everybody ran away.
扫罗的军队是3000个人。
And so Saul has 3,000 men.
3000个人里面只有剩下600个。
And so 3,000, he was left with 600.
你自己想想看，3000对最起码20多万。
And so 3,000 against 200,000.
也没有什么武器。
And there's no weapons.
现在只有剩下600个人。
He only left
600. 那么600对20多万。
And 600 against 200,000.
那么这样的情况下不会怕吗
？At this condition, are you not afraid?
但是原来怎么样呢？撒母耳过来带领崇拜。
Now Samuel should come and to lead the worship.
但是他还没来了。
But he haven't came.
这个腓力斯的军队越来越靠近。
And Philistine army is getting closer and closer.
那么扫罗自己带领崇拜了。
And so Saul he
也求上帝的恩典。
And he asked the grace of God.
不是求不好的。
But he never seek for anything
like that. 他求了上帝的恩典。
He seek for the grace of God.
到底他的罪是什么
？Now what is the sin of Saul?
这个算是罪吗
？Is this sin?
逆中的情况下不会紧张吗
？At that situation, will you not be
anxious? 他是木头吗
？Is he a block?
他是石头来的吗
？Is he a stone?
那也没有求别的，也求上帝的恩典。
He never asked for anything. He asked for the grace of God.
但是为什么灭亡
？But why did he perish?
大卫呢
？What about David then?
强奸一个女孩子。
Now, David he raped a lady.
然后杀了那个女孩子的先生。
And he killed that woman's husband.
但是上帝饶恕他
，But God forgive him.
上帝不只是饶恕他，也大大的祝福大卫和他的后代。
Not just to forgive David, but as well as bless the descendants and generations.
可以理解吗
？Now can you understand this?
从人的角度来看的话，到底哪一个人的罪更大呢
？From man's perspective, whose sin is greater?
根本不能比较的了。
We cannot compare both of them.
大卫是杀人强奸
，And David he killed and he raped people.
扫罗呢
？What about Saul?
这是惧怕
Saul is just in fear.
而且没有做不好的事情也求上帝的恩典
He never do anything He only seek for the grace of God
yeah, 他是王
Now he is the king as well
王有责任感
And king has responsibility
带领崇拜
And so he lead the worship、right?
呀不然百姓通通惧怕不安通通分散掉
If not the people will be in fear And they will all be scattered
不得不得情况嘛
And so it's a situation that is needed
但是为什么上帝、不是惩罚他
God didn't punish him
灭掉他
But God
很简单的说的话，他去地狱了。
In other words, Saul go to hell.
为什么？他的罪是什么
？What is his sin?
看第13节。
Verse 13.
第13节，撒母耳对扫罗说：“你做了糊涂的事，没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令。这个没有遵守耶和华你神吩咐你的命令。另一句话来说的话，你亵渎了。” 我们的上帝。
And here, right, you have not kept the commandments of the Lord your God. In other words, it's actually mean as blasphemy against God.
啊，另一句话来说的话，你妄称了我们的上帝。
In other words, it means to profane against the Lord.
妄称了我们的上帝，亵渎了我们的上帝，都是同一个意思。
So blasphemy against the Lord, profane the Lord is the same meaning.
啊，另一句话来说的话，你没有分把我们的上帝分别为圣。
And also other ways to say that you never consecrate the Lord as holy.
啊，没有把我们的上帝分别为圣，或者是妄称神的名，或者是亵渎我们的上帝，都是同一个意思。
So you never set God apart as holy. You blaspheme against God and profane the Lord. It's the same meaning here.
啊，我们看看路加福音第十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
啊，路加福音第十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
第十节。
Verse 10.
如果亵渎我们的上帝，会发生什么事情
？So if you blaspheme against God, what will happen?
啊，亵渎我们的上帝，请凡说话干犯人子的，你可以看这个向耶稣反抗了。
So you can retaliate against Jesus.
还可得赦免。
And you can be forgiven.
唯独亵渎圣灵的，唯独亵渎上帝的，同一个意思，总不得赦免。
But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, against God, it will not be forgiven.
啊，这里的亵渎的这个希腊文是 blasphemeo。
And this blasphemy in Hebrew,
blasphemeo.
Blasphemeo.
英文来讲的话 blasphemeo。
In English, it's blasphemies.
B-L-A-S-P-H-E-M-E.
And in English, it's B-L-A-S-P-H-E-M-E.
有吗？有。啊，为什么这个它我没有看到 blasphemy？
And so here the word is blasphemy.
啊，这个从希腊文 blasphemy 从这个字派生出来的。
It comes from the Greek word blasphemy.
你看，这里说亵渎我们的上帝，妄称我们的上帝，把我们的上帝没有分别为圣的话，怎么样呢？必定死。
And here says that if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, blaspheme against, profane against the Lord, and not set God apart as holy, you will certainly perish.
那么从人的角度来看的话，扫罗的罪没有什么的了。
From man's perspective, Saul's sin is nothing much.
哦，也很难说这个是罪。
It's very hard to say that it's a sin also.
但是不要这样来看我们的人生。
But we cannot look at our life in that perspective.
不要从我们的想法、看法、我们的人的角度来看我的人生。
And so don't base on man's thinking, opinions, and views to look at our own life.
我们一定要从上帝的角度来看我们的人生。
We cannot look at our life in the perspective of God.
从人的角度来看的话，不算是罪了。
In that perspective, it's not a sin.
但是从上帝的眼光来看的话，是亵渎了我们的上帝。
By the perspective of God, this is a blasphemy against God.
意思说，他拒绝了上帝的律法。
In other words, he rejected the law of God.
你一定要明白，律法是法律是从上帝而来。
Now we have to understand that law comes from God.
不要以为是这个国家，或者是什么人可以给我们法律。
You don't think that, you know, those nations or certain people can give us law.
不是从上帝而来的法律的话，意思说从上帝而来的法律跟从世上而来的法律冲突的时候，你一定要选上帝的法律。
Well, if there's a conflict between the law of this world and the law of God, you have to choose the law of God.
是的，你的大便很大。
Well, indeed, your shit is really big.
不要以为聪明。
No, don't think that you're smart.
我再来讲。
Now I say,
只有我们的上帝才能给我们法律。
Only God can give us law.
人不能给我们法律。
Man cannot give us law.
如果你听从人而来的法律的话，怎么样呢？
Now if you listen to the man's law,
恶者开始支配你。
The devil will start to dominate you.
为什么那个是从恶者来的？
Because that comes from the devil.
比如说是可以堕胎。
For example, I can do abortion.
这个不是从上帝来的法律。
That's not a law of God.
从上帝来的法律是什么呢？
What is the law of God?
胎儿也是生命体。
Even this infant is life.
所以你不能违背。
And therefore, you cannot violate that.
明白吗？
Understand?
同性恋者我们一定要接受。
Homosexuality, we have to accept them.
上次在英国讲这句话，他这什么从大学的老师那个位被赶出去了。
There was a person that said this in England, and he was being chased out from his teaching position.
但是从上帝的角度来看的话，怎么样呢？上帝的法律是什么？同性恋是罪。
According to the law of God, homosexuality is a sin.
人自己建立的法律呢，不是罪。
Now the law that man has established is not sin.
明白吗
？Understand?
法律是从上帝来的。
Law comes from God.
上帝没有给我们什么法律的话，都是怎么样呢？都是从魔鬼而来的。
If God never gave us any law, every single thing else actually comes from the devil.
所以大伙今天明白吗？但以理书第七章二十五节的意思。
In Daniel chapter 7 verse 25, understand the meaning there.
那么在那边小脚做了什么什么，改变了上帝的律法，对不对
？There it says that the little horn changed the law of God.
能够改上帝的律法
Now, the one that can change the law of God
让你顺从撒旦改的律法
and to make you submit to Satan's law
可以灭掉你啊
that person can destroy you
所以明白吗为什么撒旦一定要改变这个上帝的律法
understand why so that Satan wants to change the law of God、
因为听从神的话语神的法律的话你永得到永生
because if you listen to the law of God you'll receive eternal life
不只是得到永生
not just eternal life
也可以践踏撒旦的头
and you can trample over the head of Satan
但是你顺从撒旦改变的那个律法的话怎么样呢可以支配你也让你可以去撒旦住的地方就是地狱
But if we submit to Satan's law, it can at the same time dominate you and send you over to hell where Satan lives in.
虽然撒旦呢拼命地改这个上帝的法律
And therefore Satan keep wanting to change God's law.
不要以为么这个国家或者是什么也可以给我们法律
So don't think that those nations can give you law.
法律是从上帝来的
Law comes from God.
只有上帝才能改
And only God can change this law.
那么除了上帝的法律以外其他的呢只是捆绑你
and other than the law of God everything else binds you
所以明白吗加拉太书第五章第一节的内容
understand Galatians chapter 5
只有耶稣才能给你自由
only Jesus can give you freedom
如果你不要听耶稣给你的法律的话你变成撒旦的奴仆
and if you don't listen to the law that comes from Jesus you will become the slave of the devil
这是加拉太书第五章第一节的内容
it's Galatians chapter 5 verse 1
很重要的咯
very important
法律是从上帝而来。
Now law comes from God.
听上帝的法律的时候，你才能得到永生。
Now when we listen to the law of God, we can receive eternal life.
所以呢，这个路加福音第十章那边没有说了吗？第二十五节，我愿意得到永生。
And Luke chapter 10 verse 25 says that I'm willing to receive eternal life.
怎么做才对呢
？What should I do?
那是耶稣怎么回答呢
？Jesus replied,
尽心、尽性、尽力、尽力爱主。
I love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind.
爱主是什么意思
What does it mean by loving the Lord?
约翰福音第十四章二十三节。
John chapter 14 verse
23. 我们看看一下约翰福音第十四章二十三节。
14:23.
约翰福音第十四章二十三节，请耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的法律。”那么那时我父也必爱你，并且你们要到他那里去，与他同住啊，不是你们，并且我们要到你那边去，与你同住。
Verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
意思什么呢？
It means here.
什么时候得到上帝的统治呢
When we receive the sovereign power of God.
人是靠得到上帝的统治的时候才能复兴
Man will receive the sovereign power. That's the time when revival will come.
不是得到什么文凭
It's not some qualification.
但是也要努力读书咯
Now we have to strive hard in our studies.
但是不要靠那个来生活
But don't rely on that.
为了读书来，不要敬拜我们的上帝，不要这样
Don't worship God because of study.
就是听神的话的时候，我们的上帝也会加强你。
Now, as we listen to the word of God, it will enhance our knowledge and as well as understanding.
所以不要我只是打高的话可以拿到一百分，不要乱讲。
So don't anyhow make a statement and pray that I can receive 100 marks.
你不要看书，然后只是打高，我告诉你，你只能拿到零分而已。
And so if you never read and then you just pray, you will just receive zero.
우는 점에 天夸사나이에 찐빠이 我们 the 上帝.
So where, even if the heavens collapse, you continue to worship God.
天夸사나이에 听神的话.
You know, even as the heaven collapse, you listen to the word.
那是我们的 上帝 加强你的智慧、你的知识、你的聪明.
That's the time when God will enhance your wisdom, understanding, and knowledge.
不要误解啊，牧师、长牧师说不需要读书，不是的。
Don't misunderstand. Reverend Kahneman said, "Don't study."
无论怎么样，我们先听神的话。
Now, first, we have to first listen to the word of God.
这就是尽心尽力爱主的意思了。
That's the meaning of loving the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind.
那么爱主，然后根本不听神的话。
Now, if you listen to, if you love the Lord, but you don't listen to His word,
这是假的了。
That's a fake one.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们。
That's what the Bible says.
那么扫罗的问题是什么呢？
Saul's problem is,
他违背了亵渎的意思是违背神的法律的意思嘛？
Violate the word of God. What does it mean by blasphemy? Just violate the word of God.
他违背了神的法律。
He violated the law of God.
神的法律是什么呢?
What is the law of God?
只有撒母耳才能带领崇拜。
Only Samuel can lead the worship.
当然我们的上帝突然告诉扫罗说你可以带领崇拜，那么没问题啊。
Now if God says that Saul, you can lead the worship, then it will be fine.
我再来讲，法律是从上帝来。
Now I say the law comes from God.
那么能够 改变这个法律也是上帝。
Now the one that can change the law is also God himself.
上帝不要改这个法律的话，你自己不要改。
If God never changed the law, you don't change the law yourself.
你自己不要改。
You don't change the law yourself.
上帝怎么说呢？
What did God say?
我寻找拜我的人。
And I seek for those that worship.
怎么拜我们的上帝呢？
How do you worship him?
靠着神的话和圣灵来拜我的人。
Those that worship him in spirit and in truth.
那么 意思说人生的关键在哪里?
What is the crucial thing in our life?
人生的关键是崇拜的意思了。
The crucial thing in life is worship.
你崇拜那边失败的话, 你的人生的彻底的失败。
Now if we fail in our worship, our life will fail.
因为你拜上帝的时候我们的上帝才能使用你。
Now when we worship God, God would use you.
你拜上帝的时候我们的上帝才能给你统治权。
Now when we worship God, God will give us the sovereign power.
所以呢崇拜的成功就是我们人生的成功。
Now the success of our worship will be the success of our life.
崇拜的失败就是我们人生的失败了。
And if the failure of our worship will be our life.
不要以为拿到什么博士学位就是我们人生的成功，不是的。
And I don't think that, you know, taking some doctorates or qualification can become successful.
这样的人呢，他们的虽然赚了那么多的钱，也是最后的他的命呢，跟畜生没有什么差别。
These people perhaps they earn a lot, but their life is no different from an animal.
就是一辈子读书，然后戴很厚厚的眼镜，然后。 变成饭桶，然后死而立啊！
These people will just study and study, and they wear very thick glasses, and they will eat and they will die.
上帝所创造的人生的目标不是这个。
The goals that God has set for man is not this.
让我们来生养众多，治理这地，管理万物了。
It's to allow us to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue, and to rule over the land.
你不是小店的老板。
Now you're not small provisional shop owner.
你是大企业家。
You are entrepreneurs.
你是一个国家的王。
You are a ruler of a nation.
一定要相信，这就是我们的人生。
Now we have to believe in that. That is our life.
那么怎么做到呢?
How do we do that then?
拜我们的上帝了。
We need to worship our God.
怎么拜我们的上帝呢?
How do we worship God?
完全依靠神的话和这个那什么圣灵来拜我们的敬拜我们的上帝。
Worship God in spirit and in truth.
还有怎么拜我们的上帝呢?
How do we worship Him?
上帝为什么拯救你?
Now, what did God save you?
上帝为什么拯救你?
What did God save you?
为什么上帝让你离开埃及?
Now, why God allow you to depart from Egypt?
为什么上帝让你离开这个撒旦?
Why depart from Satan?
为的是让你敬拜我们的上帝。
So to allow you to worship God.
出埃及记那么清楚地讲吗?
Exodus tells us very clearly.
那么你们为什么离开这个要离开埃及呢?
Why do you want to depart from Egypt?
那是法老王这样问的时候，摩西怎么回答呢?
Pharaoh asked him, and Moses replied.
第八章出埃及记第八章第这个什么十六节嘛，在那边怎么回答呢?
Chapter 8, verse 16. That says,
为的是敬拜我们的上帝。
For the sake of worshiping our God.
你知道吗? 上帝为什么拯救你?
Now, why did God save you?
为的是让你敬拜我们的上帝。
So that you can worship God.
好。
Okay.
很好。
Very good.
我同意。
I agree.
你们可以离开埃及。
Now, you can depart from Egypt.
你们可以做崇拜。
Now, you can do your own worship.
但是呢?
But?
在埃及里面才能,才可以。
You have to worship within Egypt.
但是现在 摩西说啊，不是的，我们需要离开埃及。
Now Moses said that no, that's not the case. We have to depart from Egypt.
我知道，但是你们在埃及里面可以的了。
And the Pharaoh said that no, you can worship in Egypt.
摩西说不行。
Moses said cannot.
我们一定需要离开这个埃及。
Now we need to depart from Egypt.
那么这个法老问啊，我可以这个让你们做崇拜。
Pharaoh said, okay, I'll let you do worship.
但是你们不能带孩子们。
Now you cannot bring your children.
只是爸爸妈妈才过去敬拜然后回来。
Now only the father and mother can go into worship and then gonna come back here.
妥协。
So that was compromise.
对不对？但是摩西说不行。
Now Moses said no.
从小到年老。
From the youngest to the oldest.
都需要去神那这个西乃山那边。
Everybody have to go to Mount Sinai to do worship.
是吗
Really?
啊，那么没有方法咯。
There's no way then.
那么你可以带孩子。
Okay, you bring
全家人可以带过去。
You bring your children, bring your whole household.
但是牛羊马留在这边。
Now, about the cattle and sheep, you know, horses, you gotta leave it down here.
那么摩西怎么回答呢
？Moses replied,
不行
No.
人和动物一样，我们统统需要过去那边敬拜我们的上帝。
The humans and the livestock all have to go and worship God there.
上帝接纳什么样的崇拜呢
？What kind of worship God wants to receive?
100%为神。
100% offering.
你的大便很大。
Like、your sheet is really big.
不要随便说哦，什么没有顺从社会制度。
Never submit to this social.
一定要明白魔鬼的策略是什么呢
？We gotta understand devil's scheme.
没有完全挡住你的崇拜。
They never stop you your worship.
只是一部分保留。
Just a portion.
啊，孩子。
Your children.
或者是你的家畜。
Perhaps your livestock.
或者是老人家。
Perhaps the elderly.
或者是你的钱。
Perhaps your money.
或者是你的时间。
Or your time.
他们一个，他们自己设定一个氛围。
Would it set a frame?
你只是在我设定的这个氛围里面可以敬拜我们的上帝。
And within this frame, you have to worship God.
不是的了。
That shouldn't be the case.
你只是听神的话了。
Not even listen to the word of God.
听神的话。
Listen to the word of God.
上帝如果这样讲的话，我们可以。
Now, if God say that, we can do that.
现在上帝的法律是什么呢
？But what is the law of God here?
只有撒母耳可以带领崇拜。
Only Samuel can lead the worship.
但问题是，扫罗自己带领崇拜了。
But Saul he leads the worship.
违背了神的话了。
He violated the word of God.
不要小看。
And so don't believe this.
一定要明白罪的定义。
Now understand the sin definition.
拒绝神的话，违背神的话，这就是罪。
If you reject the word of God, violate the word of God, that is sin.
有罪的话，魔鬼有权利。可以进来支配我们。
Now we see the devil has the right to come in and to dominate us.
不要妥协。
Now don't compromise.
上帝说完全相信神的话。
God say completely believe in him.
完全接受神的话。
Completely accept the
word. 不要保留一部分。
Don't a portion keep it.
不是吗？
Is that not?
上帝不能接纳。
Now God cannot accept that kind of worship.
圣经很清楚地讲嘛。
The Bible say very clearly.
有这个缘故了。
That's reason.
可能我们这样来生活的话，可能不小心，可能不是不小心，小心也是会被抓到了。
Now, even if you're very careful, perhaps you'll be captured.
不要怕。
Don't have to be afraid.
要不能说明殉道。
If not, we can explain martyrdom.
我们需要一个刚强壮胆。
We need to be strong and courageous.
圣经说，刚强壮胆的时候，你才能得胜。
And the Bible says that we have to be strong and courageous.
我们看看一下这个约翰一书第五章第十四节到第十五节。
Let's see, First John chapter 5 verse.
真的，我们刚强壮胆的时候，才能得胜吗
？14 to 15.
刚强壮胆，请我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的刚强壮胆的意思了。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
Verse 14, now this is the confidence which is strong and courageous that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him.
听起来他们讲的是很有道理。
Now it seems like they are very logical.
听起来他们讲的是很有合理性。
Whatever they say is very reasonable.
但是接受的话，最后呢，去地狱而已。
But if you accept, you will go to hell in the end.
사울도 주의 민박마.
So sin, understand.
종론도 자우도라의 칸도와 타도 주의서 미우서마더라.
From man's perspective, his sin is nothing great.
단서 종상띠도 영광라의 칸도와 타시에도로움다 산다.
From the eyes of God, he has blessed me.
성진주 시에도움다 상띠도와 无法得到赦免.
God said that if you blaspheme against God, you will not be forgiven.
不要随便挑战这个神的话.
Don't challenge the word of God.
所以很重要是什么呢? 我们 多认识神的话了,
we should all the more know the word.
照着神的话来处理所有的事情了,
to deal with all matters according to the word.
这样做的时候呢, 你得胜得胜, hallelujah,
yeah.
会发生这样的事。
And that's how we can victory, victory, hallelujah.
不是吗?
Yeah, that,
不是我讲的,
it's not what I say.
圣经这样讲的话, 用我们的理性来想的时候, 没有道理, 但是听神的话了。
But it doesn't make sense, but as we listen to the word of God, it actually has.
所以我们一定要拆掉我们里面的偶像。
And so we need to eradicate the idols in our life.
我们一定怎么样呢? 这个焚烧我们里面的偶像的。
We need to burn and remove the way of all
these idols. 我们一定要砍下我们里面的偶像的。
We need to take down all these idols.
我们真的要 彻底地除灭我们里面的偶像。
And to get rid of all these idols in our life.
我们看这个生命记第12章。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
第1节到第3节。
Verse 1 to 3.
你愿意得胜吗?
Are you willing to be victorious?
现在面对很多很多的问题吗?
You're facing with lots of problems.
回到神的话那边。
We turn back to the word of God.
然后求神说呢, 你说什么话呢?
We're going to ask of God, what are you saying?
我愿意听从你的话。
I'm willing to listen to your word.
不要碰到什么问题的时候, 去别的地方找方法, 不要这样做了。
When things happen, don't look for any other ways out there.
就是好,这个来到神的面前哭着祷告了。
To come before God and cry out to him.
然后来到神的面前看圣经了。
And then come before him and to read the Bible.
然后顺从神的话了。
Submit to his word.
抓住神的话来祷告了。
Grab hold and pray.
不要做别的方法了。
Do other ways.
你看,真的是砍掉的时候, 我们能够得到上帝的果吗?
When we destroy them, is it true that we can receive the kingdom of God?
等一下你们会进入这个迦南地。
You will later enter the land of Canaan.
意思说你们可以得到上帝的果。
And you can receive the kingdom of God, that means.
但是有一个条件。
But there is one condition.
不要亵渎我们的上帝。
Now, do not blaspheme against God.
你从而遵守上帝的话语。
And properly honor the word of God.
那怎么遵守上帝的话语呢?
How can you honor the word of God?
第二节。 第二节,这是第一节的意思了,请你们要将所赶出的国民侍奉神的各地方,无论是在高山,在小山,在各清水树下,都毁坏了。第三节,也要拆毁他们的祭坛,打碎他们的柱像,用火焚烧他们的木偶,砍下他们雕刻的神像。 并将其名从那地方除灭。
Verse 3, you shall utterly destroy all the places where the nations which you shall dispossess serve their gods on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree. And you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and burn their wooden images with fire, and you shall cut down the carved images of their gods and destroy their names from that place.
我爬上最高山很辛苦。
If I climb up to the high mountains, it's very painful. I'm not going to do that.
这个山是没有那么高。
No, this mountain is a little shorter.
我要去那边。
Okay, I'll go to that mountain.
不要这样。
Don't do that.
高山也好, 底山也好, 上帝说不要去的话,
whether the high mountains or low mountains, if God's saying don't go, don't go.
如果听神的话的话, 万一我被抓到的话怎么办呢?
If I listen to the word of God, what if I'm catch?
这个山太高。
No, this mountain is too high.
太高。 不要这样,
so don't do that.
这就是你里面的偶像。
That's the idols inside of you.
这就是魔鬼而来的思想。
That's the thinkings of the devil.
彻底地杀掉你的想法看法。
Now eradicate your own thinkings and opinions.
上帝说你上去高山, 那么上去了。
Now if God say go up to the high mountain, then you go up to the high mountain.
你自己不要决定, 这个是高山, 这个是底山。
You don't determine yourself, this is high, this is low.
这个是我可以上去的, 这个是 不容易上去的,你自己不要这样讲。
So you don't determine whether this one I can go, this one I cannot go.
我做到这里的话很安全。
If I do until this way, I am safe.
如果做了这个那个事情的话不安全。
If I do that thing, then it's not
going to be safe. 你自己不要判断。
So you don't discern for yourself.
上帝说除掉,那么除掉了。
If God says eradicate, eradicate.
上帝说全心全力尽心尽力尽力拜我们的上帝,那么尽心尽力尽心拜上帝了。
And if God say worship him with your heart, soul and mind and strength, then you just worship him with heart, soul and mind and strength.
彻底地拆掉我们里面的偶像。
Now we need to get rid all those idols in our heart.
这样做的时候你不会死。
And if you do that, you will not die.
你 反而会得到上帝的产业。
And instead, you will receive the possessions of God.
要不然你的灵魂会死。
Otherwise, your soul will die.
不要用你自己的想法、看法来保护自己。
Now, don't use your own thinkings and opinions to protect yourself.
你自己不要做王。
Don't become kings yourself.
你自己不要做神。
Don't become gods yourself.
只有让耶稣来做我们的王。
Now, only allow Jesus to be our king.
这样做的时候呢，在这个那么辛苦的话。这个环境里面，你可以得胜。
Now, as we do that, that's how you can become victorious in these tough times.
啊，你，我再来告诉你们，你自己不要说高山，啊，小山。
And I say that you don't determine what, whether it's a high or low.
啊，这是青翠的，这个是哦，这个什么枯干的，你自己不要。
Is this green or is this dry? Don't determine yourself.
这是听神的话了。
Listen to the word of God.
啊，听神的话了。
Listen to His word.
啊，不要变成胆怯的。
Don't become a timid.
啊，不要变成胆怯。
Don't become a coward.
啊，惧怕的缘故不敢做。
Because of fearful.
违背神的话。
And you violate the word of God.
启示录第二十一章第八节说，必定去地狱。
Revelation 21 verse 8 says that you will go to hell for that.
我今天很重要的扫罗所犯的罪。从人的角度来看的话，没有什么的。
David, it's very clear. Saul's sin is nothing great in man's perspective.
但是从上帝的眼光来看的话，亵渎了我们的上帝。
But from the eyes of God, that is blasphemy against God.
大卫呢
？David,
听知道他的罪的时候
，when he know his sin,
立刻悔改了。
He repent immediately.
立刻回到神的话那边。
Immediately returned back to his words.
后来呢，他没有第二再来犯错。
And he never sinned again the second time.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主耶稣真的感谢赞美你。
Jesus, we want to give thanks to you.
今天上个礼拜我们已经学了受到神的能力才能复兴。
Last week we learned that receiving the power of God, that's how we revive.
啊，今天我们学了这个怎么做能够受到上帝。
And today we understand how we can receive the power of God.
是的，听神的话。
As we listen to His word.
今天我们也明白了，法律是从上帝来的。
Today we understand that the law comes from God.
我们接受从上帝来的法律的时候，才能得胜。
As we receive the law from God, that's how we live.
还有，只有上帝才能改法。
And only God can change the law.
如果不是上帝来改法的话，我们不要听。
If God never changed the law, we're not going to listen to them.
如果我们自己建立法律，也不要顺从。
If we're going to build our own law, we're not going to abide to them.
或者是这个社会，或者是什么人，不是从上帝来的法律的话，我们的主耶稣给我们信心，也给我们勇敢的心，也给我们刚强壮胆的心。
If there's a government or let's say a person that set up law, God give us strong and courageous heart, give us faith.
因为我们这样做的时候，也才能拯救我们，也才能拯救这个国家。
Because only by so then can we save ourselves and save the nation.
因为不管是个人也好，国家也好，违背神的话的时候才能灭亡。
Whether it's an individual or whether it's a nation, if you violate the word of God, that's how we perish.
但是我们在这边的基督徒遵守神的命令的话，这个国家也同时一起蒙福。
But if the people of God honor the word of God, that's how the people and as well as the nations will be blessed.
因为我们的上帝透过我们来治理这里。
Because God through us to rule over the land.
因为我们的上帝透过我们上帝的百姓来管理万物。
Because God through His people to rule and to govern over.
所以我们基督徒堕落的话，这个国家也没有希望。
As Christians fall away, there is no hope for the nation.
但是我们基督徒复兴起来，我们的基督徒反而集中在耶稣那边的话，这个国家也一起来蒙福。
Now if Christians revive, if Christians focus in Jesus, that's how this nation will be blessed.
我们基督徒一定要爱这个国家。
Now we Christians have to love this nation.
爱国家是用什么方法呢？
How should we love this nation?
听神的话。
Listen to the word of God.
那是我们的上帝才能统治这个国家。
That's how God can govern and rule over the land.
要不然魔鬼统治这个国家的话，完蛋了。
The devil rule over the land, it'll be finished.
我们的主耶稣，你来饶恕我们。
Jesus, may you forgive us.
再来洗净我们。
May you cleanse us.
让我们信徒来醒过来。
Allow the believers to wake up.
我们开声来祷告。
Let us pray.